This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States carried out two airstrikes in Syria against Iran and its aligned groups on Sunday, the U.S. Defense Department said, in the latest response to a series of attacks against American forces in Syria and Iraq. The strike is the third since October 26 as the United States attempts to quell wave after wave of drone and rocket attacks against American troops in Syria and Iraq, triggered by the Israel-Hamas war. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. As the humanitarian crisis deepens in Gaza, Israel's leader and a White House official described different views of the future of the territory. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
With hundreds of thousands of civilians trapped by the Israeli military action in Gaza, the UN and humanitarian groups are demanding a ceasefire to get them out. Something Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejects, as heard on NBC's Meet the Press.
We're faced with the most vicious kind of enemy, who not only attacks civilians, but commits the other war crime of deliberately hiding behind their civilians.
The prime minister also says after the war, only Israel can control the security situation for Gaza. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on ABC's This Week.
No reduction in the territory of Gaza, no forcible displacement of Palestinians, and Gaza should never be allowed to be used as a base for terrorist attacks.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hundreds of demonstrators in the Israeli city of Tel Aviv called on Sunday for the release of more than 200 hostages being held in Gaza. Several speakers took turns to give speeches on stage and soothe each other with songs, as many held posters of those held hostage by Hamas militants. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of people marched in Paris on Sunday to protest against rising anti-Semitism in the wake of Israel's ongoing war against Hamas in Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Paris authorities have deployed 3,000 police troops along the route of the protests called by the leaders of the Senate and Parliament's lower house, the National Assembly, amid an alarming increase in anti-Jewish acts in France since the start of Israel's war against Hamas after its October 7th surprise attack on Israel. France has the largest Jewish population in Europe, and anti-Semitic acts today open old scars. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday said Ukraine should get ready for winter, fearing Russia will pick up its campaign of systemic strikes on power facilities. Repeated attacks by Moscow's forces last year targeted Ukraine's energy grid, leaving thousands without heating or electricity in freezing temperatures for long periods. Quote, we must be prepared for the possibility that the enemy may increase the number of drone or missile strikes on our infrastructure, Zelensky said in his daily address. Evacuations are underway in Iceland as civil defense authorities prepare for a possible volcanic eruption. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
Iceland declared a state of emergency as fears grow for a major volcanic eruption in Grindavik. Authorities evacuated people from this fishing town of about 4,000 residents after increased seismic activity began heading south. An indication that a corridor of magma or semi-molten rock now extends beneath the town. In recent days, scientists recorded thousands of earthquakes in Iceland, with some that tore apart roads and a golf course in Grindavik, an ominous sign of a possible volcanic eruption soon. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Indigenous anti-mining protesters that have paralyzed Panama's key roadways for weeks say they will temporarily suspend blockades for 12 hours Monday as a show of good faith to citizens affected by demonstrations. The leader of one group says roads will be open from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., at least in northern Panama, to allow people to access fuel and food after shortages in many regions caused by the blockades. He says the protests will resume in full force after the 12-hour suspension. Demonstrators are demanding the Panamanian government annul a contract allowing the Canadian mining company First Quantum Minerals to continue operating an open-pit copper mine in a richly biodiverse jungle. I'm Joe Ramsey.